started again and we are committed to do everything in next hour and 15 minutes. 15 minutes is set aside for our important guest who is walking in here, Kerry Heitman.
Right.
Kerry is the director of IBHE.
How are you?
So the trustee Apley, on your meeting for the Technology and Economic Development Committee, I understand you need more time for preparation and in July.
Yes, Dr. Ghosh and I are working on a nice presentation for the next meeting. In the meantime, we do have our regular written report in your materials, which covers the Research Park, Illinois Ventures, IV10, sort of all of these activities. So look for it in your packet.
That's perfect. We are going to move quickly, and you might want to, I know you are going to chair the committee on budget and audit. Trustee
yes.
Bruce has to take care of Mrs. Bruce, so you'll have to move quickly, and Walter is making the presentation.
Yeah, for Budget and Audit Committee, today we have two items. Walt Knorr will present the first one, which is the FY 2010 preliminary budget. Got a couple of slides. There's not much to say about a preliminary budget until we really know the appropriation, which is the brevity of the presentation, so no worries there. And then after Walt is done, Vice President Haberacker will have a brief presentation on the compliance audit for FY08.
This will be item number 17 in your agenda today when you reach that that point in the meeting. The preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2010 is presented for approval today. State statute requires board approval of an operating budget prior to the beginning of a new fiscal year, and this preliminary budget is the vehicle for a continuing appropriation as the university enters fiscal year 2010 on July 1st. No formal tuition position is taken with this preliminary budget, but it is anticipated a tuition decision would follow the conclusion of the legislative session and approval of the state budget. Budget plans for fiscal 2010 will be updated at the July meeting after the state legislature completes its work, and final approval of a detailed operating budget requested at the September board meeting. The items were up for the year between the preliminary budget for 2010 versus the 2009 budget were up $365 million. The unrestricted funds are up $60.9 million. Unrestricted funds really are composed of things like the GRF, the state appropriation. We've worked into the preliminary budget the $7.8 million increase in the in GRF in the state appropriation. We also included in unrestricted funds is the tuition or the income fund, and we have made an assumption of a $41.5 million increase in the income fund. So those are the major components of the $60.9 million increase in the unrestricted funds. In the restricted funds, $303.9 million going up from 2009 to 2010. Half of that relates to the payments on behalf, $157 million is payments on behalf. Very quickly, this is the payments the state makes on behalf of the University of Illinois, representing the employer share of the cost of pension and health care benefits for university employees. So half of that belongs to that category. The other big pieces to the restricted funds is research, taking advantage of the opportunities that the stimulus monies bring to the university, increasing by $57 million. The auxiliaries, which is everything from housing to parking lots to recreational facilities, that's going up $46 million. Lastly, the last comment is with regard to it would be the hospital is included in here, hospital and the medical service plans going up $31 million. So those are the major components of the restricted funds. Again, this is essentially the vehicle that we use in order to go into the next fiscal year. We come back and we'll report in detail in July and finalize this in September. So for today, we're just asking for this continuing appropriation to be approved in this item number 17.
Any question for Vice President Knorr? Thank you. And we get the report on external audit, I suppose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Vice President Heberacker has got a report on the compliance audit for FY08.
Okay. Next slide, please. Okay. Each year, the university undergoes the four types of audits that are listed here, which are conducted by a CPA firm working under the direction of the Office of the Auditor General of the State of Illinois. Once again this year, the university received an unqualified opinion on its financial statements, which is important in the dealings that we have with a number of external agencies doing business with us. Next slide. Over the past 2 years, there's been a marked increase in auditing standards. They have become much more rigorous. In fact, in the entrance conference, we were told to expect a significant increase in the number of fiscal year 08 findings due to new risk assessment standards. But as you can see here, there was really not a large increase in those findings. The increase, if it had occurred significantly, would have been in the government auditing standards findings, but that only increased from 5 to 7. On the next slide, we have a summary of some of the significant university findings. Under the first finding, it involves the UIC Energy Resource Center not doing timely billing payment collection and accounting of funds under an agreement with the Department of Central Management Services for the procurement of natural gas and electricity for state code departments and various local governments. This finding will be resolved when the current agreement comes to an end on June 30th, 2009. The next three findings are all repeat findings. All of them we are working on to diligently develop the policies to remediate these findings. I would note, since we've talked about in the past the time reports not being required of all employees, since we adopted a policy last year, for the first time we received a much more positive tone from the Auditor General's office, where they were recommending we continue our efforts to implement our policy in this area. This was also a compliance audit year for the university-related organizations. Of the six university-related organizations, only two received material or government auditing standards finding: Prairie Land and Illinois Ventures. To summarize, we will continue our efforts to require corrective action plans for all the entities receiving findings as a way of minimizing future findings. For FY09, we will have a new audit firm. KPMG has been selected by the Auditor General's office to be our auditor for the next six-year period. At this time, we are also going to transition the responsibility for the coordination of the compliance audits to Maxine Sandretto, the Assistant Vice President for Business and Finance in Urbana. I'm sure she will do an excellent job in this role. And Pat Patterson, Controller, will continue to oversee the financial audit. I would be pleased to respond to any questions you may have about any of the findings.
Any questions from any colleagues? Great presentation. Thank you very much. Very important job.
Well, thank you so much. Now, we have a very important guest here, Carrie Heitman. She is the Executive Director of Illinois Board of Higher Education. And of course, Dr. Frances Carroll, she has arranged Ms. Heitman's visit. Dr. Carroll, would you like to welcome Ms. Carrie Heitman?
Thank you, Chairman Chairman, and to the President. Following a year's examination of the public agenda within CHAMPS and their presentation at the last Illinois Board of Higher Education meeting, the public agenda was presented, and President White and myself thought that it was time now to share the components of the public agenda with our colleagues here on the board, although I know many of you did have an opportunity to attend one of the sessions. But since it affects us drastically, we asked Carrie Heitman, the chair of our Board of Higher Ed, if she would be so gracious as to come and share with the University of Illinois the findings. Accompanying her is Don Sevener, also from the Illinois Board of Higher Ed, who is Deputy Director. Would you stand up, Don? Let us welcome you also. Let us give him a UI welcome. I am pleased to present this eminent woman who has so much information concerning where we are going and has such a vision for Illinois education. I present to you Carrie Heitman, Esquire. Thank you.
Thank you, Frances. What an introduction. And it is a pleasure to serve on the Board of Higher Ed with Frances Carroll, considering her commitment to higher education and the work she's done over all the years. So thank you, Frances. And thank you, Chairman Shah and the board, for inviting me here. It's always exciting to be able to come out and talk about what we're doing, especially on issues that are so important to the state of Illinois. As an alum of the U of I, and as the mother of an alum of the U of I, I have a very deep appreciation for the good work that you all do and for the very significant contribution that you all make to the well-being of the state of Illinois and its citizens. So I guess I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all of you, right? I am particularly gratified to be able to discuss with you this afternoon the Illinois Public Agenda for College and Career Success. It's somewhat of a mouthful, but in my view, the public agenda is probably the most significant development in Illinois higher education in probably a generation. It has the potential to place higher education at the forefront of the state's agenda. And you all have a copy of an executive summary of the agenda on your desk. So what is the public agenda? In simple terms, it's a roadmap to the future. It will be a guide for our higher education system, for the legislature, and for the governor. And boy, do we know that we all need a guide. The Illinois Public Agenda is a product of a thoughtful, deliberative, and very collaborative process, which is described on this slide. It yielded a set of goals, recommendations, strategies, and specific action steps that will affect the lives of Illinois residents and the state's future economic and social well-being for a generation or more. We intend for the public agenda to change higher education as we've known it. It will drive the board's policy, and by the board I mean the Board of Higher Education. It will drive our budget recommendations and the legislative agenda that we have. We anticipate that it will alter in meaningful ways the priorities of our colleges and universities. We believe it will have a significant impact on the General Assembly regarding P-20 policy and the allocation of very scarce state resources. But we cannot do this alone. For the agenda to achieve its potential, we need, and quite frankly expect, the full participation and partnership of every college and university in Illinois. So you might be asking, well, why do we embark on the process of developing a public agenda? And the answer is simple. The General Assembly asked us to do it. In the spring 2007 legislative session, the legislature passed a House joint resolution. It was Resolution 69, which directed the IBHE to set up a task force to oversee a major master planning initiative for Illinois higher education and for the state. But actually, the truth is, we asked them to ask us to do it. And the purpose was twofold. First, too many legislators just don't get it. They don't understand what is obvious to all of us, that higher education matters. It matters to the state's economy and to the state treasury, to our workers and employers. It matters to the quality of life, to our civic engagement, and to the cultural vitality of the state. Higher education matters to the future of Illinois, and the public agenda for college and career success will help more legislators get it. Second, Illinois is in trouble. The most significant conclusion of the Illinois Public Agenda study is that there are essentially two states of Illinois. One is well off, and the other is struggling. One is highly educated, and the other is educationally underserved. One is economically vibrant, and the other is economically stagnant. Separating these two states of Illinois is a vast and widening prosperity gap divided by race, ethnicity, income, and geography. which directly results from differences in educational attainment.